The Minister of Environment, Science and Technology, Sherry Aiti, says the scarcity of potable water could be attributed to climate change and global warming. According to her, it's about time these climatic factors were seriously attended to, since estimates show that by 2050, 50% of rural population will move to urban centres, a situation which will compound water problems. The Minister made the remark at a meeting on water and sanitation in Accra. Here's a report by Priscilla.
Ghana is said to be making slow progress in terms of health and sanitation in relation to the Millennium Development Goals. Poor environmental sanitation accounted for 70% of outpatient department attendances in 2008. This still contributes to high incidence of diarrhea and malaria, accounting for about 25%. The Minister for Environment, Science and Technology, Madame Sherry Aiti, said lack of potable water and poor sanitation act as a brake on development effort by government. She said government is, however, adopting new technologies, though expensive, to procure drinkable water. The Deputy Minister for Water Resources, Works and Housing, Dr. Hannah Bisiu, in her address regretted that women and children are the most affected in the use of untreated water. Dr. Bisiu said women should therefore be encouraged to take leadership roles in the water, sanitation and hygiene sector. She said this will help improve access to safe water supply and basic sanitation to ensure that they benefit from the right to water, sanitation and good health. The meeting brought together women in leadership and their male counterparts to conscientize women on their roles in ensuring good sanitary conditions.
Priscilla Usuansa reporting.